respect to the balls and that there was obviously an issue with the balls.
I don't think anybody knew there was an issue with the balls.
To me, those balls are perfect. I can only speak for myself. I don't want anyone touching the balls. Rubbing the balls. To me, those balls are perfect. Some guys like them round and some guys like them thin. Some guys like old balls, new balls. They're all different, so you gotta feel them. And you gotta squeeze them. To me, those balls are all perfect. I choose the balls that I want. You know, I grip it, I grab it, I feel the lace, I feel the leather. I wouldn't want anyone touching the balls. I would zip those things up and lock them away. Some days one ball may feel good, the next day it may not. I want to be very familiar with the equipment that I'm using. This is an ISIS. No one's dying, but this is a very important thing. Because to me, those balls are perfect. I can only speak for myself. I don't want anyone touching the balls, rubbing the balls. To me, those balls are perfect. Some guys like them round, and some guys like them thin. Some guys like old balls, new balls. They're all different, so you gotta feel them. And you gotta squeeze them. To me, those balls are all perfect. You gotta feel them. And you gotta squeeze them. To me, those balls are all perfect. You gotta feel them, and you gotta squeeze them. To me, those balls are all perfect. You know, I grip it, I grab it, I grab it, I grip it. To me, those balls are all perfect. Zip those things up, zip those up, and lock them away. To me, those balls are all perfect.
Like I said, I had no... Yeah.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning. We are the Toucher and Rich radio program. We are here at the Radio Row at the Mall of America. I've spent more time at this mall than I have in any mall in the history of my existence.
I made Fred calculate how many hours he spent here at the Mall of America as we were leaving yesterday. I didn't see him for a while, and I met him for dinner. And, Fred, how many hours were you trapped in this casino-like shopping center?
I'd say a good seven and a half, eight.
Ooh. No, it was more than that because we did 5 hours in the morning.
Oh, today or yesterday?
Yesterday, yeah. So yesterday.
9 hours.
Yeah, oh. Yeah. Almost, yeah, like nine and a half, oh. I think we figured out. So,
yeah, 9 hours.
Yeah, nine hours in a mall.
Yeah. By the way, we are brought to you by Plymouth Rock Assurance. This hour of the show brought to you by ACP Facility Services, 617-779-0985. Indeed, I was here for about 9.5 hours yesterday.
And right now we are broadcasting in front of the Just Tough Jeans store. Tough spelled T-U-F-F.
I figured out how to get around.
It's a circle, right?
It's like life is a circle. It's like McConaughey. It's like if McConaughey got a hold of a can,
right,
and put it into mall form. I did not go insane yesterday when I came back to the mall by myself. I bought finally gloves and a hat in anticipation for tomorrow, which is supposed to be very cold.
Yeah, today is the most tropical of the days. I think that we're, like, averaging around, like, maybe 19 degrees. So.
Yeah, but, I mean, what do I care about the cold? I took a shuttle here, and then Rich drove me back. I mean, it's not like I'm outside. But I'm seeing this thing, and it's a little bit of a tease. It's on ESPN, and it says that Brady is giving Edelman some crap for the ESPN body issue, but I can make heads nor tails of where to find these sexy photos.
You didn't watch Tom vs. Time then?
I didn't watch
that's,
Tom
that's
vs.
What it's
Time.
Coming, yeah.
I don't have time for that shenanigans.
Yeah, we'll discuss that
the
next
middle's
hour.
On.
Yeah. We'll discuss that next hour because they're getting that from the third episode, which I told you was teased as the bro episode. Of Tom versus Tom.
There's a bro dropped within the first 20 seconds of the third episode.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, there's...
I don't believe you. I did not get an opportunity to watch that yesterday, which is probably for the best. But, this is the one where they go out and they just, like, bro it up around town.
It starts with them at the Yellowstone Club in Montana. And
they skateboard?
No, there was no shredding. Okay. Tom Brady will not shred.
There's never any shredding.
No.
It's just taking out longboards and going around Sturo.
Yeah, so there we will get into that. It was a very interesting episode, and it took a turn from what it had been for the first two previous ones.
Because the first two were kind of dancing around the whole TB12 method, and now you're saying to me that they kind of went all in.
This might have been the one where they said, "Hey, we're selling something."
Yeah. It was high time it happened. So. Yeah,
but it was, and as I said, up to this point, I've been a complete a believer. Like I've been surprised at how well this documentary was. It was not what I thought.
Fantastic.
It was going to be.
I mean, the first one was hysterical.
Yeah. Oh, with, of course, the leg and the super hard massage that he was giving him there.
The quasi pornographic stuff that was going on in that one,
or something from the movie Hostel. It almost seemed like torture that they were beating on the guy.
Right.
But then
he had the audacity to show his daughter, and then everything fell apart from there.
Well, yeah, that's obviously something that's been in the news lately. But it was. We'll get into that. But this mall, apparently last night, not apparently, I know it happened because we were here. We could see it from where we were walking around, Fred and I. In the middle, as we've been telling you, there's a giant amusement park. And that's where the media party was last evening. And if you happen to follow one Scott Zolak on Twitter, you will see that he rode one of the roller coasters here, not once, not twice, but I'm being told by my program director, five times.
He is so full of crap. He told me at media day that he goes, "Can you believe they're having the thing at the amusement park at Mall of America?" Yeah. He goes, "Who? I'm not going to that thing." I asked him. Like, you know, like I went up to him and asked him. He's like, "I'm not going to that. I'm not going to that." And of course he went.
It's loud, shiny, and has SpongeBob. It's like a moth to the flame.
Well, no, because now Zolak's and Kim. Now Zoe's zero to a million Zoes. Right. Because he specifically went out of his way. Because what do I care? I don't even remember there's a. I've never been to one my entire time.
Yeah, he was in Zoverdrive last night.
Going to any of these.
In what?
Full-on Zoverdrive.
Zoverdrive, yeah. Okay.
You know why? Because I go to bed at like 8:30 every night. Because it's enough. And I go to bed at like 8:30. That's what I do.
Okay.
But he came up to me specifically at that media day.
We saw him Friday, and he was Scott Zolak. And the guy we saw at media day was Zoe. That's who he was when he showed up with the suit on.
He was Clark Kent.
Mr. Vegas, and then all of a sudden he's a different guy. Whatever's here is not the guy we were.
I love when he's that guy. Though.
Yeah.
But the switch
got flipped the second he got off the team bus and showed up at media.
No. And then he's got like a pocket square in. He can't sit down.
Pocket
square
zone.
Yeah. Pocket square zone.
Right.
He can't sit down. He's bopping all around.
Yeah. Okay. If I had to give you what. Okay. I'll give you one guess as to why you think Scott Zolak would ride the same roller coaster five times.
Oh, I know the answer to this.
Let me see if Frank can guess. Why would Scott Zolak ride the same roller coaster five times?
Brady had sat on it one time, and no. There was still a smell.
You could smell the aura that was left by Tom Brady's ass cheeks. No, that would be so he could get his picture taken on it five times.
Five times.
Funny faces.
In different seats on the roller coaster. He flipped off the camera once on the way by. You know, that he wanted to make sure that he had good pictures of him doing it.
It was there. And I've seen three of them, I believe, online. He has posted. And, like, hang on. I have to. Who was in the. It was him, Burt Breer.
Right.
Jim Louth, their producer.
I know Hardy was in one.
Hardy.
Louth is an unpaid assistant at a certain point. Like, Louth is paid to produce that show, and now he just goes around, like. Yeah, it's quite the gang.
That is the SpongeBob Bikini Bottom Plunge.
There it is.
Yeah, and there's been several different ones of that. Yeah, but they wrote it all over and over
again.
He's
Captain Pocket Square.
I love when he's all over the place. Yeah, so that was what happened last night. All the people out there with the roller coasters.
I forgot it was actually happening.
And apparently, from what I heard, you know, because there's like, you know, free booze and there's food and stuff like that. After the fifth one, Scott was like, "I don't feel so hot." And then I would say, "Well, that's because you were drinking and riding a roller coaster over and over. A repeat."
I would bet his alcohol consumption is not as high as you would think. Because he's got to be, like, on point, so.
I've been with him. He faced an event like this where he's been drinking.
But that's not. He FaceTimed me last week from a treadmill where he was going really fast, and then he kept picking up his shirt and saying that he was getting in shape for the Super Bowl because there were a lot of opportunities there.
I'm being told he drank a margarita the size of his head.
Yeah, you know what that is?
Oh, I saw the video of that.
That's just a million calories and 2 ounces of tequila.
Right. It's like Kool-Aid with like a smidge of something alcoholic.
I always see someone looking at that and just saying, like, that's diabetes with no alcohol. Right. You know, you could just drink tequila.
I have diabetes on the rocks, please.
Yes, exactly. Can I have a frozen diabetes?
So, yeah, the remnants of a big night, apparently, at the SpongeBob amusement
God park. Bless them. I forgot it was going on. I'm the biggest loser at these things. I don't do anything. I slept 3 hours yesterday. I came to the mall. I bought essentials. I had dinner by myself, and then I saw Rich and watched him eat. And then went back to the hotel and fell asleep by 9.
The timing didn't work out. Rich didn't get back quick enough.
I worked out.
No, he didn't get back from ice fishing fast enough.
No. He was like a late lunch, early dinner. I mean, time, everything's off here. So I work out
every day while I'm here.
Okay.
You know why? A little song called Killing Time. All right. we will catch you up with everything that happened last night, including a big trade in the NFL and a streak for the Bruins coming to an end. Here's the CBS Sports Minute with Boomer, brought to you by Stop and Shop. Boomer says the 2018 quarterback carousel is in full swing.
Live from Minneapolis on Radio Row, Toucher and Rich, presented by Plymouth Rock Assurance, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Recapping what you missed, it's Toucher and Rich.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We are at Toucher and Rich. We are at the Mall of America. We are in the Radio Row. And, Rich, what happened last evening?
Well, the Bruins' 18-game point streak is done.
Spooner, 6-on-5, high slot crew, looking for a lane. Near point Spooner, Rister, they score! Finally, Ryan Spooner finding a seam through traffic out in front. And with just 41 seconds left, the Bruins on the board, trailing 2-1.
That was one of the feel-good moments of a loss last night. Well, it was December 14th, the last time the Bruins lost in regulation, and the team to end that streak, Anaheim Ducks. 3-1 the final score. The Ducks came out swinging, scoring twice in the first period, and an already depleted team became even more so last night. So you got Marchand riding out of suspension, Charlie McAvoy sidelined with heart issues, and then Anders Bjork suffered an upper body injury midway through the first period. And then there was this clip.
In the second period, Heinen just got leveled. Backus got
spun around from behind, and everybody's making a beeline toward Nick Ritchie, who does have a track record in the National Hockey League. Backus is down at the far point. It was behind the play, as Ritchie is now being cordoned off by one of the linesmen, and the referees will talk it over.
Backus went right down, and that's, when you go down like that, that's not shoulder, that's head.
Yep, David Backus had to leave the game after being the victim of what looked like a late hit.
It was a cheap
Ritchie
shot.
Yeah, I mean, the puck was gone at that point.
Yeah, he whiffed on a shot, and Ritchie skated over and put his shoulder. Didn't lead with his elbow. I mean, he was creative with it. He didn't lead, put the elbow out there, but he hit him in the head with his shoulder. He went high on purpose.
Yep.
It was a cheap shot. He deserves to be suspended.
Well,
here's
the thing that shocked me the most at all of this is that there was no penalty called.
Right.
I mean, how do you not at least call a penalty
on that?
There
wasn't a penalty in Marchand when he made that hit either.
Of course, right. We saw that. But that is, unfortunately, David Backus, he had to leave, did not return. And the team ends up dropping their first without a point within 18 games. Here is Cassidy on last night's loss.
We just didn't have it early. I don't know if it's a credit to them or just our guys or the break, whatever the case was, wasn't good enough. We addressed it. I thought we were a lot better after that, but I don't think they were dynamic by any means, but they were better than us.
man, it's like it's the beginning of the season again with all these bodies like missing from the ice. So you're going to have to piece things together.
Well, McAvoy's coming. McAvoy's got to be coming back soon.
Soon, but we don't know when.
Right. Marchand's got 3 games left, and who knows what's going on with Backes. Bjork, I don't care. So
this season, that's true.
Yeah, but I mean, Bjork, well, listen, by all means, young man, get well soon. But in terms of the success of this team, I'm not overly concerned of Bjork. But it should be interesting how Backes turns out. What are they saying, concussion, or are they not saying anything?
They're not saying anything, just like the Bruins do.
But it's sure, I mean, it was a direct headshot. You'd have to figure the way he went down.
Yeah, it didn't look good.
That's what it looked like.
Yeah, it didn't look good. But also after this amazing streak, Patrice Bergeron also knows that no matter how well they've been playing, they can't expect to overcome a bad start every night. Clip.
Disappointing the way that we came out, and you know, we got the result that that shows for it. You know, you're not going to be able to get back in games every time, and we did that for the last whatever eight games. But at some point, it's going to happen, and hopefully, we realize that we need to be good from the drop of the puck.
I blame Billy Jaffe's house guest,
really? Surratt, Judd Surratt.
Yeah, I blame his lack of initiative to get a home. Okay.
Yeah, well,
he's kind of just playing his cards until he ultimately gets fired. Is my take on that situation.
Right, until he yells something wildly inappropriate at goal.
Well, he's been known to have a potty mouth.
Right. You know, he insults someone's kid or something like that. Listen, all I know is that tomorrow night, St. Louis comes to TD Garden. The puck drops at 7 p.m. right here at 985 Sports Hub. But if you want to get some FaceTime with these Boston Bruins, we still have some tickets left.
Oh, do we ever, Rich. I will give you that information.
Pucks
right now.
And paddles, 985sportshub.com.
All right, let me tell you what's
slash
happening.
Pucks.
I got it right here. All right, Patrice Bergeron, who's on a point-a-game pace right now, arguably his best season in his career. And this very show present Pucks and Paddles. It's the first annual ping-pong tournament to benefit the Boston Bruins Foundation, the Floating Hospital for Children's at Tufts Medical Center. This is all going to be going down, as the kids say, Thursday, February 15th at Royale Boston. You can bid right now for reasonable prices, trust me, to play doubles ping pong against your favorite Bruins players. The New York Times own Scott Zolak available as well. VIP tickets are $200. That gets you signed items. And like I said, my children have been to all of these things, and they proudly display their Bruins autographs all over the place. General admission tickets are $50. For all the info and to buy tickets, go to 985thesportshub.com/pucks.
Who's the player with the highest bid, by the way?
Backes.
$1,500. Wow. I completely missed that.
Yeah, it's Backes.
Yeah, Backes has got $1,500, and then it goes to Torrey Krug with $800.
Yeah.
And then
so a couple jabronis that aren't even on the first line.
Jabronis.
So, you got to go. And then Rich is sitting pretty with 350.
I got four.
Actually. Oh, you have four. Now you went up to four?
I'm up to four. Yep. Zolak's at four. You're at 350. You got 350 there.
Oh, boy. Well, do I feel like $1,000,000?
So you can bid there. Or you can
There's no way Wallach has over 300. So here's the deal. You sit tight at 300.
Yeah.
And not only do you get all the VIP amenities for only $100 more, you also get to ignore Wallach and make him feel bad all evening, which is worth the price of admission alone. How funny would it be if someone bid on you and then just said, I'll pay you to leave me alone?
As long as the money goes to charity, I'm good, friend.
Well, no, you'd feel
terrible.
By
all means.
And that would make me feel fun.
Well, little did we know that when we walked past the mass of humanity waiting to get into the Microsoft store at the Mall of America last night, there would be some major news breaking in the back playing Madden 18.
By the way, not a huge line. I would say that it was about 8 deep.
I think we were early because I'm looking at pictures from last night. Because when we walked by, you're right, there weren't a ton of people in line. There was a bunch of media there. And so we asked the guy who was standing there wearing a Gronkowski jersey what's happening. And he goes, well, Rob Gronkowski and LeGarrette Blount are going to play each other in Madden 18.
In other words, Rob Gronkowski is playing. I don't think many people went, hey, LeGarrette Blount.
Oh, I see.
I think I'm going to wait in line for 2 hours.
Well, there were like one or two Eagles fans, I guess. So Rob Gronkowski.
Not that I saw. Okay, but nonetheless.
Well, they both came down from their hotel rooms in that promotion for Xbox. LeGarrette won, by the way, 33-13. And afterwards, Gronk was asked about whether or not he'll be playing this Sunday. Clip.
Are you good to go?
Oh,
we'll see. I'm assuming
are you out of concussion protocol?
Hopefully by tomorrow. I mean, we'll see how it goes and what the doctors say. I mean, I'm not the guy to say, oh, I'm out of the protocol. That's the doctor's calls. And hopefully that it's very, very soon.
Do you think you'll play on Sunday?
Yes.
You think you'll play?
Yes.
Oh, good.
All right. Okay, I'm guessing if he's in a loud, bright room with flashing lights and people yelling his name at full volume, the concussion thing, not a big deal.
Yeah,
makes sense.
You mean he's going to play in the Super Bowl?
Listen, I had my doubts.
I had my doubts.
I just love how he's legitimately trying to tell them that the concussion protocol might not end sometime. Maybe tomorrow I might get checked. And meanwhile, sirens going off and video games blasting, and the Microsoft store is like as bright as like standing on the sun. It's like white lights everywhere. I have a feeling he might be okay when it comes to how his head is doing.
And there is a bit of a competition, the Apple store directly across from the Microsoft store. So there is a little bit of hand-to-hand combat going on.
They come out and
at the Mall of America.
You just see him like at noon just come out snapping, and then they get together. And
I don't
like
even have to use the directory anymore. I can pop all around this place. I don't even need the directory.
7 hours yesterday?
Like 9 hours.
Nine hours yesterday.
I was here at the mall.
All right, when we get back after Wallach's headlines.
$400 on stuff I forgot.
Just gloves and hats.
Gloves and hats and everything else.
Well, when we get back, we will talk to, well, we hear a clip from Bill Belichick, who tells us exactly what the difference between this Super Bowl is and all the other ones. A little Zen Belichick moment, and on top of that, we'll get to that major trade that was made in the NFL yesterday.
All right, here are the headlines.
Listen on the new 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Toucher and Rich are live on Radio Row, presented by Plymouth Rock Assurance. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
98.5 The Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich from Radio Row in the Mall of America, leading up, of course, to the Super Bowl. And Rich, what else is going on?
Well, in a press conference yesterday with slightly less video games than Rob Gronkowski had, Bill Belichick was asked how this Super Bowl appearance differs from his previous seven. Clip.
I think it changes every year. The venues are different. The teams are different. The matchups are different. And the road that the team has traveled to get here is different, as is the road that your opponent has traveled. So each one's unique. Each one's special.
He's not wrong about that.
No.
It is a different venue.
I mean, well, unless you repeat venues and then
that's a good point. He's been in a lot of them. He might have gone back to New Orleans. He's been in a bunch of places.
Right, but the teams, even if you play the same team, I mean, it's not exactly the same players.
Nope, it is not.
And in the game, I'm sure, since 2001 has evolved quite a bit, so
things are different.
That's different as well.
Also yesterday, Tom Brady was asked about the sort of legendary story that's been told for years about the year he was drafted, where he told Robert Kraft that drafting him was the best decision the Patriots would ever make. According to Tom Brady, that story was close, but more legend than not. Clip.
I'm the best decision this franchise has ever made.
Still going to dispute exactly what was said.
Ooh, okay, okay.
I don't think I said I'm the best decision. sorry, I interrupted.
No problem. But how did you know at the time that decision was going to be so important?
Well, I think I said you'll never regret picking me.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I was just excited to be a part of the Patriots.
Yeah.
You think he saw Michael Bishop and said, there's no way I'll ever pass this guy?
Oh, man. Michael Bishop.
Did he go to Kansas State?
Yes. Yes.
I remember he was a dual threat.
Yeah, he got like a six on the Wunderlich. And when he got here, when he got to the Patriots, oh, man, talk show callers could not get enough of Michael Bishop. How come we're not playing Michael Bishop? He's a dual threat. You got to put him in there. He's a quarterback of the future.
Is six the lowest you can get on the Wunderlich?
No, because
what did Vince Young get?
Mo Claiborne got like a three, if you remember correctly.
Well, I'm told that the kid from Wyoming and Lamar Jackson from Louisville are both going to be in contention for getting under 10 on the one.
Oh, boy.
Okay. That is information been shared to me with me from people that cover those kinds of things, is that the two of them, not exactly Mensa members.
Well, Tom Brady was also asked about the TB times and that weird-ass alligator that keeps showing up. And really,
did he do one? Has he done playoff editions?
He did the Super Bowl one.
They're all getting bowl cuts for the Super Bowl.
Okay. Oh.
Yeah, yeah. At least there's, like, humor involved in that and, like, a bad pun.
Is there a key in an alligator?
I think the alligator did show up in that one, but he was asked about the alligator and really what the TB Times can teach us about ourselves and our place in this universe. Clip.
Any hint as to who the crocodile is?
No. There might be a reveal after this game, so we'll see.
Good, it's Julian Edelman.
I hope you lose by 100, and then you got to sit there and explain why there's an alligator in your cartoon.
That's right. Yeah. How do you explain that wacky alligator if you lose?
Yeah, they lose 50-7, and then they got to sit there and go, "What's the alligator in the TV Times?"
It's Edelman because it's always snapping at his jock.
Like, it represents victory and being tough. Oh. Odd that this happened today.
That would be pretty awkward. Well, the Washington Redskins and the Kansas City Chiefs have agreed to a trade that's going to send Alex Smith to D.C. and leave Kirk Cousins in search for a massive payday from a team that is desperate for a quarterback. So Kansas City is going to get a third-round pick and cornerback Kendall Fuller, who had an excellent year. And Alex Smith will also reportedly agree to a 4-year extension with the Redskins, averaging $23.5 million per year with $71 million in guaranteed money. What the hell are we doing?
It's the Redskins. That's what we're doing.
$71 million guaranteed for Alex Smith and Kirk Cousins, which this part isn't as shocking, but he's set to more than likely become the highest paid player in the NFL from this offseason. So the Patrick Mahomes era has officially begun, and now it's all about what team Cousins wants the most. So places that would obviously be interested: Cardinals, Browns, Broncos, Giants. I saw like the Vikings and the Jaguars being thrown out there.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you sign Case Keenum?
You missed one.
No. I know. But we're going to get to that. All right. But the three teams that keep it the most interesting.
The Vikings are going to keep Keenum, or they're going to keep Bridgewater. So I would write them off.
But the Jaguars. Do you go away from Bortles?
If there is a way that you can get away from Bortles, you do. Cleveland's ridiculous. I don't know why the hell you would invest in that quarterback. The Giants.
Well, why would he go to Cleveland? It's a losing organization.
Fine, it's money. The Giants.
They'll get money everywhere.
The Giants have the number 2 pick in the draft, and they have they've committed to Eli Manning. They don't need a placeholder there. That's going to take 4 years.
Broncos. That's a good choice.
Now the Broncos, he could go to. I don't see him going to Miami with Tannehill getting healthy. I mean, he could go to Buffalo, and the Jets have more cap room than anyone.
Well, how cool would that be? See, that would be fun to have a legitimate quarterback in the AFC East.
Yeah.
Like, that would be, now, whether with the Jets or with the Bills, I mean, I think he'd probably be more dangerous with the Bills. But either way, it's going to be nice to actually have somebody that Tom Brady gets to go toe-to-toe against who can compete at least, because it's been a while.
Yeah.
He's 30. Yeah, he's 29. He's going to be 30 before next season, and you're probably going to have to give him 5 years and $125 million.
I heard you can do more than that, right? Like,
you can. Alex Smith just got $23.5 million a year. Well, he's going to be 34.
Yeah.
So Cousins is going to get more, maybe much more than that.
Why did the Redskins jack around? Like, honestly, why did they, with Kirk Cousins, why couldn't they have made up their minds and signed that guy?
Because they have one of the worst owners. They have maybe the worst owner in all of football.
27 touchdowns and about 4,000 yards last year.
Yeah, and that's a league that also has Mark Davis as a member of their fraternity. And because ESPN's got the Steelers, they're not doing that. The Browns aren't going to do that. I could see the Jaguars. The Giants aren't going to do it.
Jaguars with Kirk Cousins. That's a team.
I don't understand why Arizona would do it. Buffalo, I could see doing it. The Dolphins have Tannehill, and they've invested a lot of money in him. I don't see that. And then the Jets have more cap room than anyone. So, I mean, those are the options that are out there.
With Cousins, are the Jets contenders before he gets too old?
Yes.
Okay.
Like contenders?
They have a good head coach in place. I think we can all agree on that.
Yeah. No. So, they have a good young defense. If they hit on a couple, and they can sign whoever they want.
All right. What I'm saying right now, they don't have the offensive weapons for Cousins. They have to find these guys in a couple of years.
Yeah.
Within 2 years, he has to have the weapons around him when he's 34.
They need receiving help. Right now, I would take what they have at running back. I think Bilal Powell's incredibly underrated, but Robbie Anderson seems like someone who's on the cusp of going to jail very soon. Yes. So, yes, they would need skill position players. But I believe that you would hope in 4 years, within 4 years, because, I mean, New England's not getting any better in 4 years.
True.
So you would hope that the Jets could somehow get it together to at least compete for the AFC East. I don't know if they compete for a Super Bowl.
You got to go to the Jaguars. You have to go to the Jaguars.
If the Jaguars want them.
Well, that's the thing. Saying that they're rumored to be somebody who's interested.
If the Jaguars come to the... I don't know how much cap room they have. I didn't look. There's, but if all things being equal and the Jaguars can make a competitive offer, that's where you go.
That's where you go.
But no, but if I want all the money that I can get, I'm going to end up with the Jets.
Yes, that's true. Because I think 70 million, I was reading the 70 million in cap room.
Yeah.
They're all going to be, I mean, listen, you're going to have to pay the guy. I don't think there's going to be, he's going to agree to anything
less. The Jets can go above and beyond, and they can offer him a ridiculous contract.
There's also no state tax in Florida, which means a lot when you're making that kind of
money. I just don't see Jacksonville making that move. And they're going to have to pay a lot of players.
See, I don't either. I don't see them moving on from Bortles. I think
Bortles is the issue. I think that they have a bunch of kids, a bunch of young pieces to that defense that they're going to end up having to pay. And if you get all locked in with the cap, that they're not going to do that. Bortles is terrible. Bortles is what's keeping them away. So it comes down to money, and I think that the Jets have the most. But who knows what he's going to do? I can tell you it's not out of these teams they're showing, it's not the Steelers, it's not the Dolphins.
Steelers are showing?
Yeah.
Oh, because
it's
not the Steelers, it's not the Giants, and it's not the Dolphins.
It's not the Browns. Yeah. He's not going to go to the Browns.
And if I'm the Browns, I'm not signing him.
Bortles is interesting because he has 1 year left on his contract.
Yeah, so maybe the Jaguars make a play. All right, we will be right back.
From the food court at Mall of America, Toucher and Rich, presented by Plymouth Rock Assurance on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
98.5 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich this hour. Toucher Rich brought to you by Buick GMC. Rich, there was a major, major injury in the world of professional basketball yesterday.
You know, as poor as the Cleveland Cavaliers have been playing as of late, there's two things that I've been thinking about. Number one, Vegas still has them favored, or at least before yesterday had them favored to win the East, despite how bad they've been playing and how awful their defense was. And the other thing is, I'll never forget what J.R. Smith said at the beginning of the season, and that is, we don't even start thinking about the standings until after the All-Star break. So, you can never count on a team with LeBron James. But, stuff just got a hell of a lot harder for their team. Kevin Love is going to be out for 1 to 2 months. He broke a bone in his left hand. It is a non-displaced fracture of the fifth metacarpal, whatever that means. It means his hand's all busted up. And it also means that this is a team that already couldn't play defense, and as far as offensively, he was the one guy who was actually playing well. Him and LeBron James were the two people that you could depend on in this team. And now he's out for a while. Will that drop them so far below in the standings that they won't be able to recover? Who knows? All I know is that LeBron James seemed very shaken up last night.
Anytime you lose an all-star, or you lose anybody, you know, any part of your crew, that was a tough blow. We already limited in our bigs anyway, so we even get a lot smaller now. So, you know, we hope for a speedy recovery for Kev, and, you know, he can get back on the floor as soon as he can. But that's a tough blow for us.
Mm-hmm. And Isaiah Thomas is rubbing his hands together and going, ah,
right. Now I get the karma. Basketball as much as I want.
Yes, now I can.
Seriously, just get out of my way.
Have you seen the video yet from a couple of days ago, Fred? The one where Kevin Love, like, mockingly handed the ball. He pulled down a rebound and went, here you go, to Isaiah Thomas on the floor.
I just saw him throw his towel on a teammate's head.
Oh, Jeff Green.
Yeah, Jeff Green's head when he was coming off the court.
That was great. Yeah, Kevin Love hates being there, and he, you know what? I don't blame him. He has been nothing but a good soldier for those guys. He's been playing his ass off. He's been one of the consistently good players on that team. And every year, his name's put up in trade talks. It doesn't seem like he has a ton of friends on the team. Maybe he's an ass, but the guy plays hard, and he's a decent player. And then you got Isaiah Thomas, who's been there for like 2 minutes showing up and having a team meeting and calling out Kevin Love,
right, which
is ridiculous. But speaking of Isaiah Thomas, here he is about everything that went down.
Like I always say, just try to be a little more aggressive to score, to make plays, and things started to open up. I mean, they started switching a lot in the fourth quarter, and then Brad called some really good plays to get the spacing right. And, I mean, we had nice spacing. You know, things opened up for me, and I just took advantage of it.
Is this from? Is that a Celtics clip?
Yeah,
I don't think that had. That's not from last night.
Is that Mike? Is that from last night?
No, that's got to be from.
Oh, when it might he be was from last year. Hold on, let me
see. Yeah, that's from last year. All right, for a minute, I just thought he was like psychos. Freudian called Tyronn Lue Brad. Yeah. I'm like, what?
Yeah, that wouldn't have been the weirdest thing of all time.
I know, because God knows he's probably still wearing Celtics underwear.
Honestly, I mean, now that love is gone, Isaiah is, you know, like you were saying, it's karma. But now Cleveland doesn't have any choice. I mean, LeBron has to go down low. They have to give Isaiah the basketball now. They have to in order to score points and generate
offense. It's
going to
help.
I know.
Giving Isaiah the ball, he's going to get out of his funk and he's going to get a shot back.
No,
and it looks ridiculous right now, but how else is he going to get out of it?
But that's just it. Cleveland, whether the reporter was right and whether or not there were people in the locker room saying, you know, they're upset about Isaiah Thomas's shot selection, well, this is why you got him. Because now you are struggling for people to put the ball in the basket. You have to give the ball to him. You have to move LeBron away from the basketball to conserve energy. And this is how Cleveland's going to be successful.
Yeah.
And they're a half a game from falling into fourth place in the East. Miami's right behind them.
Who was on LeBron's All-Star team? Because I'm starting to think this is like the new Madden curse. Because you had, what's his name, John Wall got hurt.
Yep.
Kevin Love, I believe he was on there. He got hurt.
Yep.
And I think there might have been one more as well. Andre Drummond, your guy, he, you know, who was bitching about not being an All-Star, which he deserved to be an All-Star. He's going to be taking the place, I think, of John Wall.
Yes.
They're moving him in there.
He's going to be taking the place of John Wall. And I don't know if he's on the same team as Horford or not, but if he goes up against Horford, look for Horford to do many little things. That will make
and they
his
are
team
different.
Better.
I think Horford's on Team Steph Curry. Well.
Horford is leading the league in 3-point assists.
Exactly.
All right, so get that stat, roll it up, and smoke it, because that's all that matters.
Yeah, I like that Horford Drummond matchup.
I'm not considering
he has 4,000 pounds on Horford.
Horford's been great this season, and it's weird because like, he's such a boring human being. Like you talk to him, and he's just so calm and just like a night. There's no controversy around Al Horford. But his game has been unbelievable, and it hasn't been like last year where it's like, oh, the little things. Like, he has legit had amazing statistics. Just he's so damn boring that people write him off. I mean, Drummond's Drummond, and he should have been an All-Star.
Yes.
And to compare the two does seem a little strange, but, I mean, I don't want to knock Al Horford too much.
I'm not knocking Al Horford. I just think in an All-Star game setting that it might be a little one-sided, that's
yes,
all.
Yes, he is the second most boring NBA star this side of Tim Duncan. Tim Duncan might have been the all-time most
except
boring.
Except for Tim Duncan and that one time that he was at a car dealership and he started flipping people off.
I don't even remember that.
Oh, yeah. It was and no one, like, you know, judged him. They were just like, hey.
That's Tim Duncan.
Yeah, Tim Duncan's flipping people off. They must have done something pretty bad to him.
How about the one random photo of him with his shirt off where he's got a wizard tattoo on his chest?
Right. Well,
that's the best of all of it.
Yeah. Well, that doesn't surprise me at all. He's just like, I love wizards.
He's a LARPer.
No, he's just like, I love.
He shows up Sundays at the Common.
Right. Yeah. It's 7-foot Gandalf.
He likes to keep it underground. That's the least surprising thing in the world.
That he has a wizard tattoo.
Yeah. Like, what do you like? What do you like? Well, duh, wizards. They can cast spells. What do you want me to get there? A mermaid? They don't exist.
That's a full-on, like, he's got, like, it's like a full-on Merlin-looking thing.
Yeah, of course it is. If you're going to get the wizard, get the best wizard there is. Merlin.
The king of the wizards.
Yeah.
He's the king of wizards, Merlin?
Well, yeah. Well, Merlin. I mean,
I wasn't ranking
John,
him, so I don't
John,
know.
John, I don't have an hour
I'm
to
sorry.
Break down right. A through Z, the wizards that are going on. Okay, Rock and Roll Mike is on line 3. Let's see what's going on with Rock and Roll Mike. Let's go here. I forgot that a lot of these lines ring. Hey, let's go to the headlines, and when we come back, there's a couple calls I want to take. So stay on the line, hear the headlines, no commercials.